August of 1991. We're speaking with Mrs. Olive Gleave, who's a longtime resident of Robinson Township. Oh, and I had already started that. And we're at the home of Mrs. Iva Horton, who lives in one of the historic homes and houses or building or what, in what was the village of Robinson or Podunk. I like Podunk.
I think
better.
That's really
nice. I think that's neat. Yeah, I really like that. The village of Robinson sounds so formal. Now this house at one time was what?
Well, it was the Lutheran church that is now on the corner, but before then it was it was some other type of church.
It was a church.
It was a church to begin with, but I looked for my deeds and everything, and I think that when I got the my will made out after my husband passed away, I think that the lawyer told me to, you know, I should leave the deed there with all my other stuff that was there. But I want to get it back because I want to look through it again and everything. And you said you wanted to see it, but I don't have it today because it gives the whole history of it.
Wonderful.
You know, who all, what hands it went through and everything. And so I want to get it back and look at it too.
Well, good. I went through a lot of my stuff. I've got to go through it. And I picked out a lot of clippings and everything here about the park.
Mm-hmm.
And about how they want to get it, I didn't have a chance to show you either.
You mean the
yet.
Park that's supposed to go in?
Yeah.
When are you going
to
do that?
I called Ray last night, and he was in a meeting. So I'm supposed to call him tomorrow morning, and then I'm gonna try and get an update on it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a copy of all of the property owners. In the village at one time.
Is there a date on that?
No.
Beerman, yes. He's still over there, I think. Model. I know Model. Or new Model. They don't live there.
Which one is that?
The old.
Oh, yeah, the old folks. Yeah.
Now, this model's on Cove Avenue. These lived over in Buchanan.
Okay, that is their son. That's George. And that is, now they don't live there anymore. They live right next to, on Franklin, over here on the bio, on Stearns Bio.
Okay. Yeah, I told her that we're newcomers. We've been here 39 years.
39. Yeah. Okay.
And all six of my children went through the Robinson School, you know, so they started over here at the little school.
At the center, Robinson Center?
Behind the fire station there, that school that's been made into a house. My first three started there.
I remember that, okay.
Mm-hmm. And we moved here in September, and I think that the next day after we moved here, my oldest daughter started school for her first time. She was just five.
What year was that?
She was born in 47, 48, 49, 56, in 52.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that school was there then, and I'm pretty sure my son started that school.
Okay.
I don't know just what year was built.
When that was built, I can remember when Ellie Pitlinski was promoting the idea of a Robinson School. I think she was one of the first people that I heard talk about it.
You mean this consolidated?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That kind of got started. Yes, that's true.
hospital.
Yeah, that's it. No, I have a picture of the schools, and I'm going to have to talk to the people that live in the homes. And here is this is Podunk.
Or if I can give them a call or something.
I'd like to take a picture. Just the outside. We don't need the inside.
Sure, you could call them.
Okay. That's Robinson Center, I think. I mean, I hate to just stop along the road and take some picture of somebody's house. Somebody's wife would come out and say, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, they think you're
a
real estate person or something.
I think this is the most beautiful picture. And that is the Johnsons.
Aisle 2.
And this is Ida Bell, and this is Ruth. And this young lady here is Irene Moss's mother.
Right. Oh, gee. You know Irene Moss?
No.
No.
And Tony.
Yeah.
This is my grandmother.
Ooh.
This is Pitlinsky.
Oh, how darling.
Oh, you're related to the Pitlinsky family.
Right.
My mother and Felix were brother and sister.
Oh, okay.
And then this is Bruno's wife, Nellie. And,
Now the Peltons, I know of the Peltons. Now, I was going to ask you, have you talked to Vera Weaver?
I just got a letter from her a couple of weeks ago, but with identifying some picture. But I'm going to get over to Grand Rapids because I want to get
this. Well, she comes out this
Yeah, she comes, but when she comes, maybe we're not together.
I know.
So we got to just make a definite date. That's the only way you can do it.
We see her every once in a while because she invites
you.
Now, this is...
That's Bernie.
Yeah, okay.
Did you want to look at that one?
Yeah.
Or did you want to look at the...
Well, I was just sort of watching.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just wait.
Okay.
It's better to... When we first moved here, there was an old guy that came, I think, from around Detroit. They just stopped by. He stopped by a couple of times. And when he was up here on vacation, and he was telling me when he lived around this area, I don't know his name or anything, but that trip to town, this wagon here is what we think of it. A trip to town was an all-day trip.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Oh, yes.
It went to now, but, here
it is.
Yeah, a trip to town it was an all-day thing, you know.
There he is.
He just stopped and he talked to us every time when he did come out.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I meant to ask you, do you know of any pictures or any information on when they used to cut ice on Stern's bio and store it in the barn at Felix's?
Well, Louis Vollmer used to cut ice, too, and he had an ice house on his farm right where the little pine trees are now in the front there. There was an ice house there that he always had. And we have a place
my
going through our woods.
Granddaughter.
Where... When we were younger, now it's sort of overgrown, you can't really tell, but there was an angling road. He apparently went up from Hall's Beach and walked through our woods, angling over to his place, because the other roads weren't through there at that time. And that's always what they said, was the road they took the ice back on a sled.
I'll have to talk to... What's her name now? I'm having a terrible time with names anymore.
I don't know if anybody would have pictures of that. We were never around at that time of the year.
Bernie and Louise Pitlinsky. And then on that other page, these three here,
mm-hmm.
The taller one, that's me, and my sister Marie and Louise. Well, Pitlinsky, and that was, used to have a little playground between the store and the water, where the boats were. They had a little play area.
Okay, now I know Sheffield's real well. Now, which one, it says they're both at Felix's place. Now, which picture is that? Is this there?
No,
this one behind.
See,
oh, the one behind
here.
Oh, okay.
Because like this one here.
Oh, yeah, I see
information
now.
Information is here.
Uh-huh.
There's
okay.
Also the same information as
Howard
on.
And
Howard and was her name? I know it too.
Pat. Yeah, they have the antique store now on Beach Street.
Right.
And Beverly Clark, she used to live right down 120th. That's Pat's sister.
Oh.
And her and I have been friends ever since we moved here. So she was at our reunion, my reunion that I had Saturday.
She just had a big weekend.
Oh, how wonderful.
Big week.
So.
Oh, nice.
And I took a lot of pictures of that. I just got them back. I'll have to show you after a while, then. A few of them.
When Lucille Pochetta was over the other day, and then they were picking out a few more names. I haven't had a chance to add them yet, but...
Do your sisters and brother live around here, Bernice?
No. Well, I have one sister that lives... she lives with her children in Ferrysburg.
And then
my brother lives up at near Lance in Upper Michigan. And then I have another sister that lived many, many years outside of White Cloud, but now she lives in Fremont.
I see.
So we don't get... Now, this is all Bass River.
That's farther east of here.
Right. Not very far, though, because, well, it's all gone now. It's just a big gravel pit now.
Right. Now, is that still Robinson Township?
No.
Okay.
That is Allendale Township.
Okay.
But the location of it, there was more people involved with that from Robinson than there was from Allendale.
I see.
At that time, with the problem of transportation, you know.
Yeah.
And,
time goes fast when you're having fun.
I should have looked what time I started this thing.
Oh, this is up-to-date pictures here.
Yeah, yeah, those were just taken recently.
Now, the house right across from me here is what it used, I've heard, used to be a store.
Okay, Brent's.
And a boarding house.
Art Brent's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I thought it was more on the corner, but it's right across here.
Right straight across.
Mm-hmm. And is that where the young Art Brent's lives?
Mm-hmm.
He lives in the old house then.
He lives in the old house, and when I moved here, his mother, Mildred, was the school teacher, had been the school teacher over here at Robinson Center. But I don't know if it was just the year that my daughter started, or if it was a year or two before, she changed and had went to Allendale School to teach.
Uh-huh.
And Art's dad, young Art's dad, had already passed away by the time we moved here. And Mildred, she passed away the January after my husband passed away in February.
Mm-hmm.
The following
January.
Yeah. So that was, 10 years this year.
Yeah.
Do you know when this house was built? It's all in the, you know, deed and everything, but I don't, that's the reason I wanted to get it after I talked to you. I went to get it, to look at it.
It would be interesting to know when it was built.
So I'm going to, if I'd had time yesterday, I was going to run down there and get it. Now, here, I could be in this picture somewhere or another. I don't know. Let's see.
But now this building survived the tornado then, or cyclone, I think they called them at that time.
Oh.
Is that right?
Pardon? No.
This building survived that cyclone?
Yeah, it did, but I think they had a steeple or something on the top that blew, the bell blew, and they had to get it, but it... the building.
It was still a church building at that time.
Until after the Lutheran church here was in the building for a while, and then they sold it to Fred Still, and he bought it from them, and he just partitioned it off into rooms.
I see.
But there was no sink, no bathroom, nothing, just partitioned off into rooms. And that's how my husband and I bought it.
I see.
So
you did all the rest of it yourself.
And we did the rest of it ourselves.
Here. So. Where did you move from when you came here?
Well, originally we were in Detroit.
I see.
And I just, the year before we bought this place, we had moved up with a girl, school
girlfriend of mine.
I see.
And we lived in Fruitport. We moved to Fruitport with them.
I see.
And then we bought a place over on 168th together until we got on our feet. And then they kept that house, and we bought this place for $300 down.
Oh, no.
So,
1952.
But now, this is where my husband and I started this church at with the children. And I don't know, this looks like an earlier group even. Then, I don't know when this was.
That would be this picture here.
Yeah, and it says Jim Verdeen was the missionary. But I can't, the first one I remember is Pastor Prenzing. I don't know if we started out with him or what, but he was there when we started filming the church across the street. So I don't know if this was earlier. We don't get the date on that. So.
See, people just brought pictures in, and that's how we met Mrs. Glee here.
Oh.
Now, this is over, or was near your place, the old flour mill by Louis Valmer's.
Oh, yes.
That's that building. And I think it went into a...
Yeah, that was actually on the Johnsons. Yeah. Yeah. And they had it... what is the picture that looks like? 1919.
Let's see if it gives any names here.
Yes, now Louis Valmer had that.
Oh, I believe to be Mr. and Mrs. Hapstreet.
I don't know who they are at all. I wouldn't know them. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's, yeah, I remember, I remember playing in that mill when I was little.
Now, this was taken in one of those old basements.
My youngest daughter.
My kids played in those basements when they were small. Yeah, and this, I remember that out there. We used to go hiking over there and seeing what we could see.
I picked up when we were doing this, it was for the Cub Scouts.
Now, this is the whole old hotel you were talking about,
right,
isn't it?
And this is the front of it, and this is Mrs. Cleave right here.
Oh.
So maybe she can tell you more about it than I can.
Now, where was this at?
Right on Bay Street. I don't know what you call that street.
Reed, I think.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Oh, where the new houses
are.
Right.
Oh, really?
Right. There were several buildings still there when I was little. And that was the main one, really. That was the biggest one that was there.
You know, I have got to get upstairs, or I have got to ask my son to look. But one of the teachers down here, I can't think of her name. I can't remember it now, but she was his teacher. And for a project one year, he made a miniature model of the village.
Oh.
And she helped him. And she wrote him the nicest letter, and it told about so much, you know, of the history.
Wonderful.
And I don't know if it's still packed upstairs somewhere, or if
it's maybe that
it.
Model might be.
Still,
oh,
no.
Oh, that's gone.
It's gone.
It's too much to hope for.
But that was my, well, he'll be 36, 36-year-old.
Oh, dear.
And, but I know that
what an interesting project, though, for a teacher to do in a place like that.
I think that's and great. She told about the houses up on the hill here, who lived in them, and different things about them.
I sure hope that letter is still...
I kept it for him. I don't know if I gave it to him when he got married or if I've still got it packed up someplace. But I got plenty of time. I'll go look for it sometime. But now this is what my son would have loved to see these pictures, because this is what he remembers from the Indian Hills. He don't like those little Monopoly houses sitting out there now.
Monopoly. I have some
copies made on the copy machine of these pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I've got several of them. I can always give you a
couple,
you know, for him.
Yeah, I'd like to send
it. I'll trade him that for the...
For the picture, huh?
As a matter of fact,
like a letter.
There is one of them right there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's not as good, but you can't, you know, to get them... To make a copy, unless you have your own.
I know, I never have any negatives.
But, or if you have a camera, I don't know, maybe my new camera, maybe I might be able to take, you know, if I have the stand and everything.
Well, you have to have the light just right.
Well, a friend of mine who was a photographer had all of that. Maybe he still does. If I could get that. This is a picture, but I'm told that was over in Spring Lake. That is ice cutting.
Oh, yes.
But I remember Felix doing the ice cutting on the vial.
And they must have had a place down there. I don't remember
that. He put it in the big barn there, and I remember because we used to go in there and play.
And they had
all the
straw
ice,
or have a cow.
They had sawdust. It was all sawdust in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember playing in there.
Yeah. I can remember going into Louis Vollmer's a couple of times in the summer when they opened the ice house, and at one time there was still ice in there, and we thought that was so marvelous, you know, that it would stay that long. My husband was a constable at the time that the new bridge was built down there.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? And I remember, you know, being down there with the family when they celebrated at the
get-together.
Yeah,
I've got pictures, too. Someplace I've got pictures of that, too.
Now, what is a constable, exactly? He just helps out with anything that goes on in the neighborhood.
Is that a volunteer kind of thing?
It was at the time my husband was constable, but I think they get... pretty good salary now. I don't know if they're elected or what.
But they do this in addition. I mean, it is the full time.
Well, my husband's wasn't. Now, I don't know how it is now.
Yeah. I that's a word that I'm not familiar with. Mm-hmm. I've never known.
But how much authority do they have? Can they arrest people or
they,
not?
They could.
They
can.
But my husband at that time worked with the state police a lot, and we got to know Sergeant Lennon when he was here, and a lot of the troopers when they were here, you know, because he did do a lot of work with them.
Okay.
And then also, after he was in for a while, they added to his duties checking the bars, you know. I don't know just what...
The liquor commission.
Right.
So, ask good old Jack Jungles.
That I've heard about for years and years. Not just where was
where Dick's Landing is.
Oh, is that where it was?
Long River.
Oh, yeah.
Why, I know. That was a good place. And I have three different people have told me how it got its name, a couple of them, and they didn't know the other person had told me this, that my Uncle Bruno Pitlinski, who was also a carpenter, and he lived over here on what is Sleeper now, and I guess they would go there quite a bit, and he had this old hound dog, and the dog's name was Jack, and at that time, the area around, this had been an old barn and things.
I see.
And the area around it was quite overgrown with scrub woods, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, well, where's Jack? Oh, he's out in his jungle.
I see.
And
now,
there's a couple, two or three people, but then also I did find out that someone else said that it was a combination of their names, the first letter of their names, of Tortoise.
Would you like a coffee for this? Just drop. It tastes so good. Thank you. It's lovely. Thank you.
And so just what it is, but...
That's one place I never got. I heard a lot about it when I was young, but
used to have
I never got there.
we didn't have easy transportation
sometimes
in those days, and we'd hear about all these things, but we weren't able to get everywhere we wanted to go.
I remember one night several of us were out. Two or three couples were out. And we had taken home one of the girls. She lived over here on the corner. I'll think of her name in a second. And we took her home, and then John Briefnick, who was driving, he said, well, let's stop by Jack Jungle's. So we just drove in, and we just sat outside. They had this big screen porch, and you could kind of look through. And my father was always quite, you'll be home.
Yeah, I know. That's how.
And at the time, he and John were both working on the WPA, so he knew him and everything, you know. And that was in the days when you had lots and lots of flat tires.
Oh, yes.
So we left there. I said, well, I've got to get home, you know. So we left, and Jack Jungle's had a long driveway. And so we started out, and before we got to the road, we had a flat tire. So the boys jumped out. There was three boys there, John and his brother Joe and my husband. And they jumped out and quick changed the tire, and we started home. We got by about 118th Street. We had a flat tire again.
Oh, no.
So the boys jumped out again, and the two Briefnick boys, they went home just across the fields to their house, looking for maybe another tire to put on to hurry things up, you know. Well, by the time we got back to my house, my dad was waiting for us on the porch. And I said to John and them, I said, wait a minute, I just don't leave yet. So I walked up to the porch, you know. My dad says, where have you been? We had flat tires. Yeah, that's what they all did. Hey, John, come here a minute, you know. So John came over to the porch, and John says, hello, Bill. John says, hello, Bill. My dad says, hello, John. And that was the last time I ever heard of
it. Yeah. Hey, there's another Horton lives around here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
And my father's family that came from way, way back in the before the Revolutionary War, during that, they came from England and Wales. And the founding man on this side of the ocean at our family, his name is Joseph Horton.
Oh, really?
I have quite a history of my father's family.
Well, what was your name before you were married?
Davis.
Oh, you can tell me that once. I'm sorry. I have forgotten that.
Well, my dad was born in Mendota, Missouri. But then I guess they moved over around Fredonia, Kansas. That's where all the family was. Yeah, there's a lot of good old stories. This was my grandmother's house across from Felix's. And Louise and Harvey, they tore that down, and then they built the red house, the big house.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to recognize where these places
okay,
are.
Oh, I haven't got it on there. Okay, that's on the corner of North Cedar and
120th.
That's
it looks
familiar. The old Pelham. That was a store.
Not Crandall's. I knew them real well. Yeah. Mrs. Crandall.
Oh, yes.
Belonged to the church over here.
They were both real nice.
Yeah.
I always liked them.
And he was related to Robinson.
This was a store. It's right on the edge of the road. And it was a store at one time. It was also where the first telephone exchange was.
Oh.
There's more stories in there.
Now, this Crandall family, would they be related to that Bonnie Duffy then?
That I don't recall.
If they were from the Robinson.
Yeah. They were the Robinson.
Yeah, because she claims that
She sent me a whole...
They need a ferry across.
Yeah. Or a bridge or something.
Yeah, well, the bridge, I guess, they are never... Ever since we've lived with here, we've heard that a bridge might go in down at the foot of 120th to Spring
Lake. Right, because that's where, at 118th is where the railroad went across.
Right.
But,
and, you know, it's a logical place.
Right.
Because the bayous have all stopped by then.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just the one river to cross.
Yeah.
If they go any closer in, there are so many bayous that they have to build.
And all that marshland and everything.
Right.
It would come out right near where my daughter lives. And it's just the only place is either here by 118th or 120th. And then, or right next to the bridge that is there now, where the old bridge was.
Right. But then you still have all the traffic going
right through.
Now.
But they could maybe enlarge it.
I know.
Now, this is the inside of Horton's house. That was Lefty's.
Mm.
That's over here on 100 and, on Lincoln.
On Lincoln. Mm-hmm.
Now, she is going to be retired. She's a teacher over in Livonia.
Oh.
And she is going to be retiring. I have to see her. That's the Missouri's. I forget that name, is that? But we just thought that was so neat.
Yeah.
The pantry with those pull-out bins and everything.
Where is that house on Lincoln?
On Lincoln. I don't know the number because...
Is it this side of the...
It's right across from Rupar's. You know Rupar? It's one of the... she was a Hornick girl. Joanne Hornick. These pictures here are courtesy of the Bleeds.
Mm-hmm. I know I must have some pictures that I could add.
Oh, I'd like to have interest.
I'll look through and see if I've got
good.
Because I, at one time, I was taking stages of the church being built. Oh, that was church.
How wonderful.
Stages, but I have to look through and see if I can find any pictures of that, you know. And, I know, I must have some of something that's being.
Serious.
Oh, they're smiling.
Oh, my God.
pictures.
Yeah.
We commented on that about my my school pictures of my family, you know, too. Interesting.
Some of these I do have identification, but I just haven't had a chance. Well, in the first place, I've never had any training. I've just done it on my hit or miss, you know.
You have a parent, so... Tornado went through here, and I thought that's my white customer.
correspondence out in the townships.
I see.
And if somebody came over for dinner or something once a week, they would write in that some of them are really hilarious.
Yeah.
Now here, this is from the Muskegon Chronicle in 1982. They did a feature on the tornado.
That was 50 years afterwards. Found a railroad bed out there. What I don't remember is the town hall before they built this new building. I really don't remember ever knowing much about the town hall before that.
Was moderate for the period. In 1878, the annual tax on a lot in the village was 10 cents. An 80-acre parcel was taxed a little higher, $10 to $12.
Now, do you know when this one was built?
I don't know.
this picture you apparently got from the same people who owned some of this property around here. How do you say that name? Krajicek? I don't know how to say that. Did they live around here?
They were living in Chicago when this was. They're the ones that made this land available.
Oh.
Their name is on that sign there.
Now it says here too it was 1923. That the tornado hit. And that's what I first heard sometime before my birth. And I think it was Shire that told me that because I said that happened before I was even born, and I was born in 1929.
Okay, and that has to be right because we moved out here around, I think, in 32 or 33, and I know it was gone then.
Well, so some of the other buildings must have been standing up because the pictures that I have of us by the buildings are in the 30s after that, really.
But you know how a tornado will do it. Something else right next.
But the church must have been, some of the buildings must have been gone before that then. Okay. So it was 23. The Atlas say there was no death. A new town hall was built on 120th outside the village after World War II. So that must have been when that...
I'm going to find out. I'm supposed to talk to Ray tomorrow. And I'm going to find out when each one was built.
They know a lot of the history. Did you know Bill Metzler? Uncle Bill Metzler.
That was Auntie Bill. I call him Auntie Bill.
Oh.
And Gert?
Yeah, Gert. Was he working in the bank downtown?
No. He was a farmer out here on the farm. We went past it just around the curve after you come off of Lincoln onto 120th. First farm. There is another house there now, but the first farm on your left, that was Bill Metzler's.
Okay.
I knew June and her husband too, right?
I took over some treasure from Ray.
Home from Ray.
Over here when they had this little school over here.
Started the next. went to St. Mary's in Spring Lake.
I see.
So they didn't need to go here too long.
Did you have to drive them to Spring Lake?
No.
Was there a bus?
We had a bus.
Really?
St. Anthony's had their own bus. And then they also went to Catholic Central in Muskegon. The bus went there. And then after a while, we did have to transport them.
It was Helen Clark that was my son's teacher when I told you.
Oh, okay. Now, I have a wonderful... Did I give you a copy of that?
Of what?
The thing that was written by Helen Clark. Oh.
I have some, but I don't know it.
I have something, and I'm trying to think who gave that to me. If you're a reader, gave that to me. I'll have to look at
that.
It's quite an extensive story.
Yes, I have that.
You have that, I think, yeah.
And it tells about, of course, she doesn't identify them as, and it tells about how they came from the East.
Right.
And then it, when one of them was married, and it gave their household what they used to set up housekeeping.
I have to get that out.
I've got that.
I've forgotten about that.
I think I made several copies.
I'm looking. My children should be in one of these pictures.
Looks like a lot of them were missing that day, or maybe they didn't have a very large class that year.
He was my daughter's teacher.
Who's that?
In fact, I just gave them a picture of film that, I play Scrabble, and I play it at the, the community center, and the one that has the Scrabble Club, she's a teacher in Muskegon, and she brought in these, retirement pictures, and I ran across this picture. I just was that, and it was him, and it was his retirement. And I had that for my daughter. There's my daughter. That's my oldest daughter.
Okay. Well, good.
That's my oldest daughter right there.
But you'll have to remember what his name was. And then your oldest daughter, see, third row,
left hand side.
What's her name?
Carol Horton.
Carol Horton. What's her name now?
Telly. Carol Telly.
T-E-L-L what?
T-I-L-L-E-Y.
T-I-L-L-E-Y. Okay.
Shirley.
You don't remember the teacher's name yet.
Robinson School in 1960, that means that Horton was there then. Okay, this is Diane.